let's talk a little bit about Mr. Gibson. It's obvious that the IHSA is wanting to make some adjustments with the new two-year setting for enrollments. If you could explain what those changes are and why you've made them.
Yeah, thanks, Gary, for having me on today. Hope all is well in your area and with your listeners. A year ago, to get to the heart of the matter, a year ago, our board of directors authorized the formation of a committee to look at classification. There had been a group previous to that that examined classification and tried to bring about some ideas that would have moved how we classify schools and how we set up our enrollment ranges for classes within a sport back to a previous era, let's say. But that committee couldn't quite land on what a workable solution was. But the board felt there was still some merit to look at the broader issues. So they formed a committee a year ago that met, discussed classification, waivers, and the success factor. And the outcome of that was the creation of a new two-year classification cycle that's designed to provide a little more consistency over time for our schools with what classification ranges will be within a sport. And it will also allow schools to know with certainty what class they'll be in all sports and activities for that two-year period. There's no fluctuation on a year-to-year basis anymore.
Why the numbers that you arrive at? I mean, was there some magic to that? It went from 261 to 299 for 1A, 564 to 697 at 2A. Was there some magical formula in that?
Well, the formula involves looking at the four class sports and determining which of those has the least amount of participation, and then using that sport to establish where the cutoffs will be for each class. In doing that, the committee also recommended more schools, a small number more, but a number nonetheless, added back into class 1A and 2A. Previously, we had just sort of cut the pie in equal quarters once we knew who was going to enter a tournament. This committee recommended that we put 27.5% the 27.5% smallest schools in class 1A, the next 27.5% in 2A, and then put 22.5% each of the remaining schools in 3A and 4A. And in doing all of that, the outcome is a shift back closer to what traditionally had been established as sort of anticipated, expected, accepted cutoffs for our various sports. So now for the next 2 years, beginning with the 19-20 school year, as you noted, the 1A cutoff, 1A to 2A will be 299, and then for 2A to 3A, the number will be a little bit higher than it was this year. It'll go, what did you tell me just a minute ago, Gary? It looks like it's going to be 697, right. And then the cutoff between 3A and 4A will be 1635. So the smaller classes will have a few more schools. Likely that'll result in a little less travel, although in some areas, just depending on where a school is located, that may not necessarily play itself out, but I think by and large it will. Could result in a little bit more travel for the larger schools.
And I guess in some respects, in the lower classes, the 1A and 2A, where you may have had seven-team subsection or subsectionals, that they would maybe flesh those out a little bit more.
That sure could happen. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we don't see some of those subsectionals get a little larger and probably end up with, like you were alluding to, their 7- and 8-team regionals, whereas right now I think the lion's share of those are 6- and 7-teams. So just maybe one more team gets added on average to the regional tournaments throughout the state.
Did this come out of basically the smaller schools or the bigger schools, or just a combination of both?
I think you'd have to classify that as a little bit of both. I think we heard from a number of schools, like a number of initiatives that can be brought about if a school found itself a little bit on the outside looking in. They might say, hey, let's rethink how we do this. So I think the best way to probably answer that is some schools who maybe had traditionally found themselves in a particular class, whether it was 1A, 2A, or 3A, all of a sudden found themselves in a class where they had all of a sudden become maybe one of the smaller entrants and said, hey, is there a different way we can look at this? And our board considered, like I said, the previous year some recommendations from a committee, but just couldn't find one that felt right to them. But they thought the issue still warranted a look at it, so they formed another committee that was able to come to some resolution on this.